This is Darris McNeely with the United Church of God. I'm in Malawi at this time, conducting some leadership training with the ministry and other members from Zimbabwe, from Zambia, and here in Malawi at this time. And I have with me Mr. Felius Jerry, who's one of our members from the Chapata Zambia congregation. And Mr. Jerry has been doing some very interesting things with the Beyond Today transcripts off of our television program and using them in some very interesting ways in Zambia to help promote the gospel, the message of Beyond Today, and the gospel teaching of the church. Mr. Jerry, I'm glad you're with us today. If you could explain to the audience what you're doing, I think it would be very interesting and they would find it very, very fascinating.
Yeah, what I do in Zambia is that I find Beyond Today TV very, very interesting. The messages are very strong, and I felt it amiss that the people should not have those messages. But what you must know, Pastor, is that those messages sometimes have got a focus on the American audience. So what I do basically most commonly is I download from YouTube because we've got challenges on the internet, but YouTube is simpler. That gives me another challenge in that sometimes I cannot access the transcripts. But what I do is I download, say, a program on baptism, the whole program, and then I listen to the program maybe several times. Listen and try to transcribe. And then when I do that, I have a sort of a rough script, which now I look at and analyze. From there, I pick the items which I think are very suitable for the Zambian audience.
What might some of those items be, for instance? What topics would that be?
If we pick the program on Easter, you'd find that I would pick out the Easter eggs, the rabbit and all that, because those will not be understood by the Zambian audience. I'll have to cut them out. Then you find that most of Beyond Today is 28 minutes. As I cut out all that, I come down to 22 minutes, roughly 22 minutes, and I've got 8 minutes to play around. And I use that 8 minutes to introduce the program in the Zambian, you know, language, Zambian English, because there's a difference the way they understand the English. So I do that in order to attract attention to the subject matter, because people might think, for instance, baptism is done in several ways, and I might have to point out a few issues about baptism which will attract people to listen now, for instance, to Darris McNeely on the subject in advance before Darris McNeely comes on the scene. After that, I use a small bridger, a local bridger, not an American bridger. Sometimes I use the bridger from Beyond Today, which introduces the producer, Darris McNeely, Steve Myers and company. And then we go into the topic. I do not tamper with the initial body of the sermon, so if I may so say that, until the end. But then what I do, I also cut out, you know, reference to American situations like the address, the box, the connections and all that. And then I cut out also the reference to television, because this production, unfortunately, it is in Zambia. Access to TV is not very, very much. And also, you find that most of the audience in the Chapata area, I'm not targeting this message for Chapata congregation only, which is very, very small, it's around 20, but I want this message to go out into a good catchment. So I use a radio station which reaches 800,000 households in the eastern province of Zambia. So once I finish with the downloaded sermon, say by Darris McNeely, at the end, because I've got 8 minutes, I might have 4 minutes used it for the intro, and then I've got 4 minutes at the intro, then I've got another 4 minutes at the end to summarize so that I bring out or highlight the points that have been inside the sermon. And that way, I know that people are listening. Why I know is that even before the program starts, we're using a local radio station, which is highly listened to. And if the program misses or delays by a few minutes, the people start ringing, me and the radio station. And during the program, they seem to be taking notes, because at the end of the program, a lot of phone calls come.
So there's almost an immediate response.
There is immediate response.
Wonderful. How many different programs have you done for this format on Zambian Radio?
When I started with the late Pastor Wilson Koma, that was in 2013, I started with another radio station way out in Petaoke. That's around 200 kilometers from Chipata. Because at that time I started using my own resources. I was not even baptized. But I'm a producer, and I looked at the value of Beyond Today, and it was a big miss out for me when I looked at people not getting the message. So I started on my own in Petaoke with a small radio station with almost a similar reach out, about 600,000 people. And after that, my pastor, late Pastor Wilson Koma, and the present Major Talama, they advised that we move this program to a central radio station. And this is what we've been doing now from 2014, 2015 to date.
Well, we certainly appreciate the initiative you've taken to do this and the support that you've had from your congregations and your ministry there in Zambia. I think it sounds like an example of you and others taking the initiative to do something with the resources of Beyond Today that are available via the web and adapting them for the format and the culture the situation you have there in Zambia. And I think what you've done and are doing is to be commended, and such a wonderful example there.
I would also like to commend, of course, the United Church of God for coming in, because, you know, radio, paying from your own pocket is expensive. And when Pastor Pringu and Pastor Major Talama came to set up the church, they came in voluntarily and said, we are going to support you, because at a certain time, I could not continue in two languages, the English and the local language version. And I was pulling out one component. They said, no, don't do it. So now, from last year, November, to date, the church also has an input where they're supporting one track in English of Beyond Today.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, we appreciate very much what you're doing, and the conference that we're conducting here in Malawi has started quite well. We will conclude tomorrow, but I'm glad that we took the time and you with me here to explain what you've been doing, and we certainly look forward to hearing more results from the efforts that you're making there in Zambia to help promote the work of the church. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's Inside United podcast at this time. Join us next time. Be sure to come back for more later.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.